Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, the Blues made it a big deal today as they acquired Brandon Saad. Signed Brandon Saad, 5 years, $22.5 million. And joining us right now to talk about the Blues and the Brandon Saad deal, as well as Vladimir Tarasenko, is our Blues insider with The Athletic, Jeremy Rutherford. What's up, JR?
Boys, not too much. How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We're good, JR. Look, so much going on here. Let's address the Brandon Saad news first here. A big signing by the St. Louis Blues. A lot of people were in on Brandon Saad, but he chose the St. Louis Blues. I think it's a good fit. In your opinion, JR, is this, if you couldn't get Gabriel Landeskog, is this a nice, adequate fit?
I do like it, Jamie. And you look at the situation, kind of interesting that the Blues and all of us, we were talking about Gabriel Landeskog for weeks and months, and it winds up being a situation where Colorado is able to keep him at the 11th hour, but in keeping him, they're not able to afford Brandon Saad, so he becomes expendable. And you're right, Brandon Saad did have a couple teams after him. I think Carolina and New Jersey were two of the teams that my colleague at the Athletic, Pierre LeBrun, mentioned, and he decided St. Louis. And we asked him about that today. He said that just took some time to make that decision, find the right fit, and he felt that this was it.
For what they got him for, JR, sitting at $4.5 million a year, and as Jamie mentioned, a little bit lower than maybe most expected, what does that allow the Blues to do here going forward?
Well, I think the AAV is surprising. It really is, the $4.5 million. And we all know how it works. You give a guy more term and you lower that AAV. That's what Doug Armstrong has done with a lot of these contracts for some of these players. But with Brandon Saad, he's 28 years old, so it's not like you're taking him to 35, 36 with an eight-year deal. You're giving him that fifth year, so he'll still be in his kind of early to mid-30s. But I think $4.5 million for a guy who scored in the league and produced in the playoffs and won two Stanley Cups and is a really good fit on that left side, I think it's really reasonable.
JR, when you're thinking about what Doug Armstrong might do next, is that trading Vladimir Tarasenko? Is that maybe addressing the defense?
Yeah, so Brad asked what this allows him to do. That 4.5 AAV, what it does is it leaves him with a little bit of cap space here. And now, as they continue to try to trade Vladimir Tarasenko, it's going to become a question of how much salary do they retain in that deal. Because they got Brandon Saad at a good price, does that make Doug Armstrong more willing to retain some salary in a Vladimir Tarasenko trade? It could, if he still doesn't retain a lot. You know, it's going to leave the Blues with a little bit, not much, maybe, to go out and find a depth defenseman with some experience. You know, we like the Blues defense. We like Nico Mikkola. You know, hey, give Jake Walman a chance. Scott Perinovich is coming up. But I think they still probably need a veteran on that back end. We'll see how that shakes out. But, guys, this gives them a little bit of money to think about that.
JR, we talk about Vladdy. And the possibility of him being moved and retaining salary and all those contract questions. You have a piece out that you put out late last night that is very, very interesting regarding Vladimir Tarasenko. And obviously the Blues, Doug Armstrong, holds cards very close to his vest, has been very quiet about this entire process regarding Vladdy. But sources that you were in contact with have not been so quiet and are describing the situation that basically saying that Army has miscalculated the situation. He's asking for too much in return and that there were teams that were involved in this. Where does this put the deal right now with Vladimir Tarasenko? Where does it put his value out there right now?
Yeah, really well-received piece too, huh?
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough situation. Like, listen, you don't wake up saying, you know, I hope I get myself into a sticky situation writing about the behind the scenes with Tarasenko and what the sources close to him are saying. But that's your job. And so anyway, I tried to bring people as close to what's going on as possible, just like I tried to do that last year with the Alex Pietrangelo negotiations. And so with Tarasenko, you know, talking to people close to him, they're frustrated. They're upset that it's taken this long. But there's another side to the story that's not always presented in the article. But, you know, day to day, you try to give the blue side after Army press conference. You try to give the other side. And they're frustrated that something hasn't happened. So, you know, I think that Doug, as he said last week, Jamie, has to do what's best for the organization. And if that means it takes two more weeks to make this deal, and that means that he only retains $1 million in salary and it gives the Blues more cap space, then in the end, he got the deal that he wanted, and it didn't matter how long he hung on to Tarasenko and how frustrated Tarasenko got. So that's the only thing. I just want to stress, guys, that, you know, these are what the sources tell you. And if you didn't do these stories, you'd have a situation where you wake up one day and you find out that Vladimir Tarasenko is unprotected in the draft. And everybody's rubbing their eyes going, why? Why? Well, you got to know, you know, what's going on behind the scenes. And that's what I'm trying to provide.
JR, who do you think at this point is being unrealistic in this deal? Is it Tarasenko's camp and still wanting to maybe handpick where he ends up going? Or is it Army thinking that he won't have to retain any cash?
Probably a little bit of both. That's well put, Brad. You know, 50-50, unrealistic. I don't know. It's a situation where you have a player who wants to know where he's going to live in a couple months and where he's going to have to move the family. And so we could all probably understand why Vladimir Tarasenko's camp wants to get a deal done. At the same time, you know, Doug Armstrong, he went into the market and, you know, he said, hey, look, I got a former 40-goal scorer here. Yeah, he's had a couple surgeries, but he appears to be fine now. His doctor says he's fine. We wrote about that. So, you know, either you're going to take on this $7.5 million salary or you're going to give me some sort of piece that helps our team. And, you know, I just look at it like, there's two sides right now that want what they want, and I don't know how you could begrudge either side for wanting what they're after. And I think these things just take time. I really do think that's what it boils down to.
JR, I'm going to throw a very annoying hypothetical at you, but you'll see why I'm going to throw this hypothetical at you. Let's say that Doug Armstrong doesn't like the potential return that he's being offered right now for Vladimir Tarasenko. Could there be a possibility that he retains Vladimir Tarasenko until the trade deadline? And now he's dealing with desperate teams that are looking to upgrade because they're going to make a Stanley Cup run. Could that be a scenario? And then he winds up getting a pretty decent haul at the trade deadline.
It could be a scenario, Anthony, but I would say very, very, very limited. For one thing, you know, the people I've spoken to have said he's gone, he's not coming back. Obviously, Doug Armstrong holds the cards and he says, oh, yeah, you want to play in the NHL? You are coming back because I haven't found this deal yet. To me, maybe this isn't as big of a deal as I think it is, but to have that hanging over your hockey club for the first couple, 3 or 4 months of the season, I don't think would help the Blues situation. And also, right now, let's say you're an extreme optimist and you say, okay, he's had the three surgeries, he's had time to heal, he's ready. I really do think a motivated Tarasenko could score some goals. I'm the GM of the New Jersey Devils. I'm going to go get him, you know, for pennies on the dollar. Well, if you get into the season 2, 3, 4 months and Vladimir Tarasenko's sitting on three goals, like now you're not getting anything and there isn't anybody picking up that salary. So I think it benefits the Blues to move him, while maybe there's a GM out there who thinks they can go garage sale hunting here.
JR, you talk about being healthy from shoulder surgeries, plural as it is. How much of a roadblock or speed bump has that whole thing been? Because we know that, you know, Vladdy and his camp feel like there were certain things that were not treated properly or addressed the wrong way, and all of that came out, and now, you know, you're sitting there and you wonder how much is that slowing down other teams from maybe offering what they should be offering for Vladimir Tarasenko, or how much salary they'll take on as opposed to, you know, what they want Doug Armstrong to retain.
absolutely huge, Riv. It's the biggest X factor in this entire thing is the three surgeries. And look, he came back last year and wasn't necessarily the same and, you know, talked about it. Said, you know, took him forever to you know, get on the board and feel like himself again. And then at the end of the year, he had a groin injury. So I think teams are definitely looking at Tarasenko and wondering if he can ever be that player again. He's going to have to go out and prove it. So if Vladimir Tarasenko, you know, let's just say had one shoulder surgery and he was coming back from that, I think this deal would have been done a long time ago. But I guess you could also look at it like perhaps he'd be performing for the Blues and playing well and we wouldn't be talking about a trade. So definitely. If you put everything on the table, three shoulder surgeries, it's the reason why this exit is happening with the Blues, and it's the reason why teams are taking so long and trying to figure out what do they give up for a guy who has this kind of history.
Jeremy, great stuff as always, man. At JP Rutherford on Twitter, make sure you check out that really interesting piece that Jeremy put together earlier today on some of the latest going on between Vladimir Tarasenko and the Blues. We'll talk to you again soon, my man. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you guys too. Thanks.
On this, we just saw the Blues sign Brandon Saad. Yesterday, you and I, Jamie, we sat here and we're like, well, if you don't sign Brandon Saad, what are you going to do? There are other teams there to be thinking of that too. So I don't think it necessarily means that he screwed up because they didn't get ahead of free agency. I think you can work it backwards and say, now that there's not enough available free agents out there, a GM of a contending team who hasn't done anything, he might feel a little panicked now, and he picks up Doug Armstrong's phone or his own phone to call Doug Armstrong.
Players aren't the most realistic sometimes, too.
Maybe
I'm just stretching here, about what the market might look like for them. Especially a player like Vladimir Tarasenko, too, that has had the successes that he's had.
It can be blurry for a guy like
that. Of course it can.
Especially at this point in his career where it's like a reprove yourself almost.
For sure. He's been on the cover of a video game, Jamie. I mean, this isn't a guy that he's probably thinking, it is a big deal. He's probably thinking everybody wants me, but everybody's thinking you've had three shoulder surgeries. I don't know what and you're making $7.5 million.
Your camp told everybody that a couple of the procedures maybe weren't 100%. So therefore, what are we really getting here? So this is where those allegations, for me, they've done way more damage to Vladimir Tarasenko than he thought. He thought it was going to speed up the process, or his agent did. No.
Whoops.
No. Yeah, whoops. Wrong door. It's basically throwing a spike strip down and slowing everything down, because now they're like, wait, what are we getting here? Which is unfair, because we don't even know the truth of it. We don't know how reliable that source is or what information they have. We haven't heard the Blues side of this. So to me, it was a really big misstep by Vladimir Tarasenko and his camp.
Max Scherzer is coming this way, and he's going to go right through St. Louis and probably go to the San Diego Padres. We'll tell you the latest next on 101 ESPN.